Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And Joe at RT.ie, we spoke to Bridget Kennedy, Bridget, wasn't it, on Tuesday about the noise from her, which you could hear from her house in Dalkey, Twin Light Construction, where building behind a drilling, actually, quarrying, it sounded like. And somebody asked, is that it? That was it outside our back. And somebody says, how come you couldn't hear it during the programme? A listener said, but apparently another listener has pointed out to us that during the programme, Twin Light Construction stopped work for the 75 minutes. She lives nearby and she said the silence is golden, but I shouldn't be laughing because if you listen to our caller, our two callers about noise on... Actually, there's more than that between the, when it got going. Just the effect it was having on them. Sarah, good afternoon.
How are you?
You say you're on WhatsApp, which is great. You say, I wake up crying some mornings. Why?
Yeah, I do, because I might have only had 7 or 10 minutes sleep. We have a really bad problem at the moment with Irish Rail doing work on the railway. And the noise has been going on since February, and it's overnight works. So they begin pretty much, say, from 12, like set up all their machinery, and it just goes on through the night. I have woken up crying because I've had literally 10 minutes sleep and I have to do work the next day. And so is my husband, and we've got two young children as well, who also aren't getting any sleep. So they're using heavy machinery. They've done three different types of jobs on the same track. And they just, you know, every month we just get a new notification saying that there's going to be more works happening. And so even when they give you a deadline, they then break that deadline by getting another letter and stuff in the post. So, I mean, it's had huge problems. Obviously, sleep deprivation is absolutely horrific. Like there's been nights where we've had, you know, 4 or 5 nights in a row with absolutely no sleep. And I mean, you can't function. You don't want to eat the next day. It's dangerous to drive. You don't want to talk to anyone. You become quite withdrawn. And, you know, you just have all these thoughts going around your head the whole time.
Just to be clear, this is in Dunleary, this episode with Irish Rail.
Yeah. That's right. It's been going on since February. It's just outside Dunleary train station, sort of within a kilometre radius.
And are there
lots of apartments.
That's my answer. Lots of apartments. Yeah. And when are the works going on until, do you know?
No, like the latest letter, like we got a letter in November or October, and it said that the works would be going on until mid-November. And then just last week, we got another notification saying, oh, actually, the works are going to be going on until the 23rd of December. So that brings us into the Christmas holidays and stuff for the kids as well. And, you know, we were going through this during the pandemic, like when lockdown first happened and everybody was all, you know, nobody was sleeping and everybody was anxious anyway with the pandemic. And then the children went home from school and you just have this horrific noise all night long and then have to have the kids in the house all day while you're trying to work from the bedroom or the kitchen or whatever. So it's just been absolutely horrendous.
Okay. By the way, Barry Kenny in Rotherham said the problem is we can't do the work during the day. I presume it applies to Dundee as well.
But they've been saying this since February and they keep on, they'll come out with all these different excuses saying we can't do it during the day. But last night, there was actually a tractor that was just constantly scraping the ground in a siding, removing rubble. And that wasn't actually work on the line. I can't see why that rubble couldn't have been removed during the day. But also, there's nobody on the trains during the day. And for the length of time as well that it's taking, I'm kind of going, surely there's an easier way around this. Who's actually project managing this? Have they been given a lump of money? Are they just burning through the money with all of this work?
Okay, we'll presume they're operating. But I put it to Barry Kenny, would it not be, how long would the work take? Which this is down there near the city centre, near Crosby's Yards apartments, where we were getting complaints from. And they've a lot of rail tracks around them. But Barry said if it would take 2 clear weeks. But it's in other words, if they shut the railway line for 2 weeks... And I put it to him, given that there's only certain capacity allowed on railways at the minute, people are told to work from home if they can, which obviously is not happening in an awful lot of cases at the minute, even though it's supposed to happen. Are you suggesting that they just shut the line and bite the bullet and do it, get it over with?
Well, they've done this before. I mean, everybody has experienced weekends where you have the railway is closed, say, for the weekend. And for the amount of hours that they're getting done every night, they could easily just do that over the weekend or a few weekends. But at this point, going on since February, at everybody's expense in our neighbourhood where we're not actually sleeping, you have to actually weigh up mental health with, you know, putting on a shuttle bus for the 10 people that's taking the train.
And the prospect, Sarah, of going on to the eve of Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no, it's 23rd. Horrendous, but it'll probably go on. It'll probably go on as well into January and February because, like I said, we keep on getting a new notification every month.
And you when you tell me you wake up crying, what does that mean?
It means that I haven't had any sleep. So it means that basically I wake up during the night and I'm awake most of the night listening to this horrific noise. Earplugs don't work.
You've tried
everything. My kids come in to me. I have tried everything. And then you might fall back asleep, say, you know, at about 6:30 or something. But then you have to wake up and start work then, you know, get ready at like 7:30. So I could have easily just had, sometimes I've just had about 10 minutes sleep in the morning. Or I've just literally been knocked out by exhaustion. So that's why I'd wake up crying. Because like when you're in that situation where you haven't slept for nights on end, like you're shivering, you're frozen, you're just, you know, you just keep on hearing the noise going round and round in your head. And as well as that, you're kind of going, who do I need to contact today to try and talk to someone about this, you know? And actually another issue as well that we've had is rats actually as well.
Because rodents of disturbance.
And stuff. Basically the disturbance, like between the noise and all the moving of all the rubble.
Okay. Sarah, thanks indeed.
Thanks a million.
Mind yourself. Thanks. And that's Sarah O'Leary in Rodair. Let me